sex and happiness.
Both enrich our lives, change our lives in ways that make life worth living. Yet it's surprising how few people can honestly say that they enjoy regular and fulfilling sex or describe themselves and their lives as happy. Want you to make me feel like I'm the only girl in the world. Like I'm the only one that you'll ever love. Host Lori Handlers helps you to explore, learn about, and most importantly, have great sex. And in the process, she helps you to experience real intimacy and happiness.
Sex and happiness.
You'll laugh a little, learn a little, and we hope put a smile on your face and a smile in your life. Now here's Lori.
Hi, everyone. This is Lori Handlers, and you're listening to Sex and Happiness, a show about sex and happiness. And today, my question for you has to do with pelvic pain. Are you somebody who is suffering from pelvic pain? Are you somebody who knows people or has a partner who's suffering from pelvic pain? This is a widespread condition. It's wider spread than I know about, and it's probably wider spread than you know about. Today, my guest, David Wise, is going to be speaking to us about it. David is the co-author with Dr. Rodney Anderson of a best-selling book on prostatitis. Let me see if I'm saying this right. Prostatitis and pelvic pain. It's called Headache in the Pelvis. That's the name of the book. It's in its sixth edition. And Dr. Anderson and Dr. Wise collaborated on a new treatment for prostatitis. Of course, he's going to tell me how to pronounce it better when he comes on. And chronic pelvic pain, which is a syndrome. They're researchers from Stanford University Medical Center in the Department of Urology. And he and Dr. Anderson have collaborated on research on male and female pelvic pain over the last 17 years. They've published numerous articles and have collaborated on research on men and women, as I say, on the muscle basis of this condition and chronic pelvis pain syndromes. And they presented results of their new protocol in scientific meetings concerned with pelvic pain. There's a new treatment. It's specific to them. It's called the Wise Anderson Protocol, and it's popularly known as the Stanford Protocol in the cutting-edge treatment for male and female pelvis pain. And it's pretty much known throughout the world. So welcome to the show, David.
Hi, Lori. Nice to be here.
Yeah, it's great to have you. Now, this is huge. This pelvic pain, I think, is huge in the world. And I think I don't probably know as much about it as you're going to tell. But before we do that, I want to know how to pronounce prostatitis. Is that it?
So it's called prostatitis.
Okay, prostatitis. Thank you. And people may know they have it, and they may not know they have it. They may just know that they have what you call a headache in the pelvis.
Right. Prostatitis is kind of a misnomer, even though most men, and this most men meaning most men who have this problem, comprise about 1 out of 12 men. It's a very large, millions and millions of men who have this kind of problem that are diagnosed with prostatitis, and hopefully we'll get into why with most men it's not a prostate problem, as the name might imply.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. When you say prostatitis, to me, I think that's like it means inflamed prostate.
Right.
Well, and that's not it?
Well, there are men, it's not. For the most part, it's not. Dr. Anderson and I worked at Stanford from the mid-1990s through 2003, at Stanford, where we treated men with a new understanding and a new treatment for what continues to be called prostatitis in men. Sometimes it's called chronic pelvic pain syndrome. Sometimes it's called pelvic floor dysfunction, when people just have symptoms in the back where they have pain sitting and they have anal rectal pain. It's called the Vater ani syndrome. It's called sometimes it's associated with a condition called interstitial cystitis, which affects many more women than men.
So you're speaking about these conditions. I'm still a little baffled as to why this is called prostatitis, but I'm not going to go arguing with the AMA about this. There sounds like there's a number of conditions that can lead people to seek out your kind of treatment, your kind of help, or your book, yeah?
That's correct. That's correct. And I'll just do it real briefly. there are a whole number of conditions that describe the same problem, and it's often because they're treated in different disciplines or because different doctors have different viewpoints about them. But it turns out that it's the same problem, even though they have different names. Prostatitis, chronic pelvic pain syndrome, chronic prostatitis, interstitial cystitis, levator ani syndrome, pudendal neuralgia, among other names for this condition.
So how many people in the world would you estimate have this? I mean, because this, if you've been working on this for 17 years, there must be a lot of people in this world who have this condition.
There are many, many people who have this condition. It's estimated that 1 out of 12 men has this, and 1 out of 10 women has a pelvic pain that in some way may be related to the spasm of the pelvic muscles, which is what I'll talk about and what our contribution to this field has been.
Now, I have to ask this because, you know, it just seems like the natural thing to ask. Did either you or your co-author, Rodney Anderson, did either of you suffer from this, which has made you go towards it?
I always wanted to be I wanted to write the great Broadway musical, and I never had an interest. I never had an interest in pelvic pain, but in fact, I suffered from pelvic pain for over 20 years, and I found a way to stop it. And in the mid 90s, I went to see one of the world experts at Stanford who treats it and treated it as a specialty. And from the time we met until now, we've been writing articles and collaborating in terms of research on this, because he finally understood that what I had done spoke to what the problem was and what needs to be done about it.
It's like this horrible thing, I don't know what to call it, this horrible symptom in your body gave you a life purpose almost. It's like,
well,
you wanted
I
to write a Broadway musical, and you end up writing about something that afflicts,
right,
10 out of every 100 people.
Right, right. Well,
or 20 out of every 100 people, if it's 100 men and women.
Well, it's
20
it's,
people.
It's 10% of the, it could be close to 10% of the population has this. And the reason that you don't know about it is that nobody wants to talk about it, because this is a condition that involves all kinds of things you'd never talk about at a dinner party. It talks about, you know, when people have this problem, they typically will have urinary frequency and urgency, where you have to pee, you know, every hour or half hour or every 2 hours. It disturbs sleep. And then there's genital and rectal and tailbone pain that is often chronic, and people suffer with it, you know, for years and years and years. One of the things that you may be interested in is why this affects the sexual activity of people, because there's often pain with and after sex with this problem.
Yeah, I get that. Actually, I do know something. It's interesting that you say that, well, I don't know, but I actually do know something about it, both personally and from people that I see. You know, because I teach sacred sexuality, and there's oftentimes people want to learn about sacred sexuality and how their body functions, et cetera. And people have come to me because they have vaginal atrophy, or they come to me because I have a person that I work with who does something called a coccygeal release. And when I first met her, I used to send out an email to my email list saying, you know, this person, Michelle Younger, is coming to Washington, D.C., because that's where I lived at the time. And I would have people signing up to see her in a line around the block. Mm-hmm. So I know of this. but I stumbled upon it both from my own falling down, you know, in a bathtub and
oh wow,
and,
is that right? So
and hurting myself, and hurting my coccyx.
And you're one of the people we would see, because our protocol is based around doing internal trigger point release, and external trigger point release. Coccygeal release is just a small piece of it, actually. And
we'll get more into the detail of this. We're going to take a short break in this moment, but we will get more into the detail, because I know that you, in your studies, you have way more to say about it than I've probably discovered. But, you know, for one reason or the other. When I heard about you, I got really excited because I know there are way more people out there than I even know that are suffering from this. So any light you can shed on this and any relief people can get, I'm interested to know because I want people to have better sex and happiness. You know, so we'll be right back. My question for people right now is, if you're a woman who could use a little zest and zing in your arousal response, or maybe you know women or a woman who could use this, because many women say that their feelings of desire, arousal, and sexual satisfaction don't happen as naturally or as often as they'd like. So I want to tell you about Zestra, because Zestra was developed to meet this much needed option for women. Zestra is safe and a patented blend of botanical oils and extracts, and it's created to help women have increased sexual sensations. Zestra comes in convenient single-dose personal packets. Each packet keeps the essential arousal oils and extracts free, fresh, and safe from light. And with application of Zestra, it starts to work within 3 to 5 minutes. And at about 10 minutes, there's something called the Zestra Rush. And that can last up to about 45 minutes. The great news is that Zestra can be used as frequently as you like during each sexual experience. Now, I'm somebody who believes that all women deserve sexual satisfaction. That's why I do this show, in case you hadn't noticed. So I believe that men and women deserve sexual satisfaction. So if you're a woman who isn't getting that kind of arousal response that you want, please call 877-426-8047. That's 877-426-8047. And please remember to say you heard about Zestra from Laurie Handlers on the Sex and Happiness Show. We'll be right back.
Many times on Sex and Happiness, you've heard Laurie talk about emotional release and how important it is. Well, now you can do emotional release in the privacy of your own home. In Laurie's CD, Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn, she creates a safe and sacred space in which you can do the powerful work Laurie is known for in her sacred sexuality courses. Laurie sets you up with the proper positioning and breathing. Then she guides you through each emotional state to the beat of tribal African rhythms. This CD provides an easy way to do emotional clearing work on a regular basis. Order your copy of Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn today and watch your relationships walk free of emotional baggage. To order the Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn CD by Laurie Handlers, go to www.butterflyworkshops.com right now.
Well, we're back, and I'm speaking today with David Wise, who is a researcher and the co-author of a best-selling book. And the book is called Headache in the Pelvis, and that's how I heard about David. And I'm so happy to have you here today to talk about all these, this internal trigger point and how many people are suffering from this kind of problem. So you treat pelvic pain in men and women.
That's right.
And you tell me about this trigger point, this inner trigger point therapy that you do.
Well, it's that's part of the program that we do, but maybe I could explain what it is. You will have people will have peculiar symptoms that are very troubling. Men will go to the urologist, for instance, and they'll feel like they have to pee all the time, or they're having discomfort in the genitals, the penis, the testicles, the perineum, the anal rectal area, the tailbone. Sitting is uncomfortable. They have what's called post-ejaculatory discomfort, and I'll talk to you about why men would have pain after sex, and it's a huge problem for them. They have general, you know, they have often difficulty going to the bathroom, having a bowel movement. It can hurt, and there can be many other kinds of nagging, strange symptoms that all wind up in somebody being in pain all the time, not sharing it with anybody, and going to the doctor. The doctor with men typically diagnoses it as a problem of the prostate, and particularly an infection of the prostate. And almost all of the men that we see in our clinics, we do monthly clinics in Northern California, have had antibiotics all fruitlessly, all without any effect, because the urologists for many, many years have treated this problem as if it's an infection of the prostate.
I see. Well, I could just have to say here that this sounds like it's the, how do I want to say this? The finding the solution to this could save someone's life.
Oh, there's no question. We do.
Their job, their relationship, not any, you know, any kind of measure of happiness. Like, this is like, if what you're describing to me is so, I mean, a man wouldn't want to have sex. He wouldn't want to go to the bathroom. He wouldn't want to sit down. Like, okay, like, that's half of life. Like, now what?
Well, you know, it's a huge problem, and it's a crisis in someone's life, and it, at the very best, puts people's lives on hold, and at the worst, people feel like they're jumping out of their skin and sometimes don't know how they're going to live through the next day.
And then to note that your doctor...
And the doctor doesn't know what... doctor doesn't help you. And it turns out that this problem, when people come in presenting with these symptoms... no drug is curative, and there's definitely no surgery that helps this problem. Surgery actually with what's called chronic pelvic pain syndrome, where there is no pathology going on that you can detect the way through normal conventional means. This problem leaves people desolate and feeling awful, and it turns out it's not a prostate problem.
That's what we were saying.
And this is one of the reasons I'm talking here on your show, because what we say in our book and our contribution to this field and to the treatment of this problem is to present the real understanding of almost all of it's diagnosed as non-bacterial prostatitis, but pelvic pain, urinary frequency, sexual pain, sitting pain, is that the muscles inside the pelvic floor have gone into a kind of spasm. It's kind of like a Charlie horse up in the pelvic floor that has occurred very typically because somebody's anxious and because that's the place they focus their tension. And that's why we called it a headache in the pelvis.
Yeah, I want to just go back to something you were saying before. You know, this is not something that this is something that somebody would bear. They might be likely to bear this and not tell anyone because they'd be ashamed they might be too ashamed. You mentioned in the previous segment that this is not something somebody talks about at a dinner party. So most people and men who have this condition, this is different from ED, which is now popular to take Viagra for erectile dysfunction. This is something that's so deep, and until they find you, they don't have any, and they might not talk about it, so they might not even find you.
Right, and by the way, erectile dysfunction is certainly a part of this this problem, and maybe we could talk about why erectile dysfunction may not be the best term for it.
This is great. Thank you. I love you for this.
in any event, you know when an animal pulls its tail in when it's scared? Well, this, you can think about this condition as a chronically pulled in tail between the legs, where human beings no longer have a tail, but they have a tailbone, and the biological response to stress and fear is to pull the tail in. And you can think about this condition as somebody who's walked around for many, many years in a state of agitation and anxiety where the tail is pulled in. And after a certain period of time, the muscles shorten, they go into spasm, there are trigger points that are formed, they're in pain, and all of the functions of the pelvic floor get impaired because the pelvic floor muscles are all too tight.
Thank you. I love you for this. I said it a minute ago, and I mean it. I know about this. I know more about this than I ever dreamed of, and I think that it's so important, the research that you're doing. So, and in the next segment, I want to talk about erectile dysfunction, but I want to hear more about this now. So what have you discovered can be a treatment for this?
Well, the most important thing to understand about most cases of what's called non-bacterial prostatitis, which implies that it's a prostate problem, but it's not, is that this is a problem of the muscles of the pelvis, not the organs. It's not an organ problem relating to the kidneys or the prostate or the bladder. It's a muscle problem.
Right.
And just like people tighten up their neck and they get headaches, or they tighten up their abdomen and sometimes get belly aches or IBS or clench their jaw and they get TMJ, this is a problem of tightening up the pelvis. And when you do it chronically for a long period of time, there are consequences you would never dream of.
And these are the things that you've just described.
And so what we've described is you know what a trigger point is. I don't know whether you know what a trigger point is, but
you should say I know what it is. But you remember that there's a lot of people listening out here who may or may never have heard the term trigger point. So briefly, what is trigger point?
A trigger point is a kind of a little spasm within a muscle that occurs when a muscle is chronically tightened. That's one time. It very typically will occur. This little spasm occurs within a muscle. And when you touch it, like you touch an area in your shoulder and you jump because it was painful, because it would refer sensation somewhere else, there's a little twitch response that's involved. And when you hold it for a certain period of time, you can release it and it stops being painful.
Well, doesn't it involve somebody like actually breathing into the pain?
Well, That's helpful, but what's most important is that the muscle is pressed in a certain way with a certain degree of pressure, and typically to release a trigger point, you have to do it repetitively over and over again, especially if the trigger point has been around for a long time. So you would never think that there were trigger points up inside the anus and up inside the vagina, inside the pelvic floor. You'd never think that. And actually, we published a paper in 2009 in the Journal of Urology where we documented that there are these trigger points. In other words, you insert a finger up inside the rectum, or you insert a finger up inside the vagina, and you press on the muscles up there, and you typically will have the symptoms that somebody's complaining about recreated. So, for instance, there are men who have pain at the tip of the penis. If you press on muscles called the anterior levator muscles in the superior portion on the top, right on either side of the prostate, you recreate those symptoms, the tip of the penis pain, or you can get testicular pain or anal rectal pain or groin pain or abdominal pain or tailbone pain, coccygeal pain. And when you release these muscles, the pain can go away.
Yeah. Yeah, no kidding, it can go away. But you have to know to do it.
You have to know to do it. And what we found over the years is that when we train our patients how to do it, in other words, they have to learn how to put a finger up inside, and then we have a new device that we've been in a clinical trial for 3 years, which is now available in Europe, by the way, as a medical device, where you insert this, it's called an internal trigger point wand. You can get up inside the pelvis, press on the trigger points that are offending, know the amount of pressure that you're using, and over time you can release them. We actually just published a paper a month or two ago about this.
Well, we're stopping here for a moment. When we come back, we'll talk more about these trigger points and also these wands and how people can find out more about this. I'm speaking with Dr. David Wise, who is a researcher and co-researchers with Dr. Rodney Anderson at Stanford, and they've been researching for 17 years about pain in the pelvis, because as David told us in the first segment, he suffered from this kind of pain for 20 years, and this led him to Stanford and to finding his research partner, and now they write about it and publish papers about how people can get free of this pain. And this is critical. This is so critical to people's sex and happiness, especially because so many people, 10% of the population, could be suffering from this, and there's nothing wrong with you except just tightened muscles. This is what he's describing to us. So when we come back, we'll find out more about how to deal with these tightened muscles. Please stay tuned.
Are you in pain or unable to sleep? Ever hear about how the body needs glutathione for natural cleansing? Could you use a boost of energy? Try Life Wave Patches. There are a variety of patches to choose from. Each one of them is designed like a small band-aid to help your body with the challenges of life when you're simply not getting what the body needs for support. And you can use these amazing patches on your pets. Go to Life Wave Patches for Pets and People on Facebook and see Suzanne Summers' interview with Dr. David Schmidt about patches that reduce stress and inflammation while increasing energy. You can also find out more at ValerieHandlers.com. That's ValerieHandlers.com. Or call Valerie at 714-928-6399 to order your patches or consider becoming an independent Life Wave distributor. That's 714-928-6399.
You are listening to Sex and Happiness, a show about sex and happiness, and I'm Laurie Handlers. And today I am interviewing David Wise, and he's talking to us about how you can be misdiagnosed if you have pelvic pain. You could be taking antibiotics because you think you have some kind of a bacterial infection in your prostate or in some other gland or some other organ of your body, when in fact you could have tightened and shortened muscles at the floor of the pelvis, and you can be treated in a non-medical way, but you'd have to find your way to this. And hopefully you're listening now to this show, and if you have pelvis pain, you're starting to get some hope, because what David's talking about, it gives you a lot of hope. It gives me a lot of hope. So you were talking about these clinical trials that you're doing about trigger points inside the anus and inside the vagina, recreating symptoms that seem like a variety of symptoms, not just pain inside the anus and inside the vagina, but other things.
That's right. Just wrote a paper in the Clinical Journal of Pain. By the way, we developed this at Stanford. I left Stanford 8 years ago, and Dr. Anderson is retired. So we don't do the program at Stanford right now. And Dr. Anderson and I continue, however, to do research and to publish papers about this.
Well, people can find out about you. I'm just going to let them know now, and we'll mention it again later. But you can go to pelvicpainhelp.com, or you can go to pelvicpainhelpforwomen.com. So either pelvicpainhelp.com or pelvicpainhelpforwomen.com to find out more about what they're doing and about their research and how they're publishing. Just wanted to let people know that. So somebody finds you, they find your book, and they can insert a finger or they can insert these new wands that you're speaking about. How I found out about you was from somebody who makes wands, and I've been recommending them to people for at least 12 years, and I carry them actually on my website, and they're crystal lucite wands, and they go inside the anus or they go inside the vagina, and I tell people to use them like a clock going from 12 to 1 or 12 to 2 or 12 to 3 and pushing against wherever they find pain. So tell me, am I off here, or
we have kind of designed a device that's specific for doing internal trigger point release that instructs the patient in actually how to find the trigger points. The device we have has a measuring device that gives a relative measure of how much pressure you're using.
Oh.
And it allows you to do both anterior and posterior trigger points. We actually documented that the pain level that people have after they use the wand for 6 months goes down from 7.5 to 4 on a pain scale of 0 to 10. I know that this gets actually better over past 6 months, and we're documenting now our results over a period of a year. Because you see, trigger point and myofascial pain and contracted tissue inside the pelvis that's been tight for a long time takes repetitive treatment where we found it's best for people to learn how to do it themselves, to release the muscles themselves inside.
Yes.
But beyond that, they have to calm down. In other words, if it turns out that pelvic pain that's muscle-based is very strongly connected to anxiety, and I think that the anxiety really was the source of the initial contraction of the pelvic muscles.
Well, you know, I'd like to add something to you here. I say to people in courses about sex education and sacred sexuality, that the part of the body, the two parts of the body we're talking about here, the anus or the tailbone, that's chakra one in the chakra system. And sex, the penis and the vagina, are chakra two in the chakra system. And those areas of the body, the first chakra has to do with shame and guilt and origin, family of origin, and way people are brought up and the world, the part of the world they grew up in. And chakra two has to do with pleasure and pain. Not just can I have pleasure in this area of my body, which is what everybody's going for in sex usually, but what else is stored in there that's both pleasurable and painful from memories of the past. And people tend to store things in the cells there and in the musculature there, like all these things. You know, if the school bus splashed me with mud and my friends were watching and I felt humiliated, guess where that memory is stored? In one and two. So what you're talking about here is like the scientific study of these, not the Hindu system of chakras, but where you're working is exactly the places where people's cellular memory stores any pain, any humiliation, any anxiety over, you know, survival.
That's right.
And everything that you're speaking about is like the, you know, it's like the marriage of East and West here.
Well, we talk about the chakras in our book. And these are, you're absolutely right, this is first and second chakra. And you're dealing with, in the Eastern kind of thinking, these chakra centers, the energy being completely kind of locked up and blocked so that the kundalini does not rise and move. And there is great suffering when that part of the body has a stasis of the energy moving.
Yes, and I just want to define kundalini for people. So the kundalini would mean the energy, the vital life force that actually, when it's flowing, flows up the spine through all these centers and completely is in movement and motion and fluidity. And when any of these are blocked or stopped and locked in, like what David is describing, it's painful both physically and emotionally. And mentally, it's anguish. And I loved what you said before, that people have to just, like, relax.
And the pelvic floor has to relax.
Now, right.
Now, because of your show, you'll be interested to know what happens during sex when the second and first chakra are tightened and chronically tightened. You know.
Yeah, I do want to know.
So, orgasm is a pleasure spasm. The muscles of the pelvic floor tighten up approximately once a second during orgasm, both with men and women. And with men, you could call this a pleasure spasm. And when you have a relaxed pelvis, the tightening and the relaxation occur, and then the pelvic muscles that tighten up go back to a relaxed state. When you have a chronically tightened pelvic floor, the muscles ratchet up. So each tightening during orgasm makes them tighter and doesn't go back to the normal relaxation of the pelvic floor. And men wind up after sex with a pelvic floor that has been kind of ratcheted up, like you'd ratchet up a strap on a pickup truck to keep the load down. And so men can suffer from hours or days or weeks after sex because of this pleasure spasm remaining tight and not going back to a relaxed state for quite a long time. So sex is not fun when you have pain and when you're anxious. Now, in the field, this is called, you know, they talk about sexual dysfunction or erectile dysfunction. It's not my way of thinking about it. I mean, I don't like medicalizing this. When you're anxious and you're in pain, you don't get turned on. You don't feel you don't get aroused very easily.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a medical problem. I think that's a problem of life. Of anxiety and pain, you know, putting a wet blanket over sexual arousal. We find that when the men we see, for instance, that when the pain goes away and their anxiety calms down, that libido comes back and there's no problem with arousal.
So they don't need Viagra.
They don't need Viagra. Although, you know, I tell you, I think that where there are worries about performance, I think certainly with some of the folks we see, that Viagra and Cialis and these kinds of vasodilating drugs can help take the performance anxiety away until it kind of doesn't have to be used.
Yeah, so can Tantra.
Mm-hmm. let me talk about Tantra for a moment, because we talk about Tantra in our book, and we talk about Tantra in the clinic that we do. Most men particularly, and I think especially when you have pelvic pain, there's a worry about performance, kind of rush through sex like the fire is on and you have to put it out. There's a tightening up during sex that actually can exacerbate post-ejaculatory discomfort that I was just talking about. And Tantra, I think about Tantra as kind of a very practiced way of having slow sex rather than fast sex, where the goal isn't on orgasm, but the goal is on just the sexual intimacy in that moment. And it turns out that helps people who have pelvic pain. It helps women who have vulvar pain be able to tolerate more sexual intimacy, because there's not a lot of movement and there's not a lot of tightening up during the sexual act.
Yeah, it's great what you say. I mean, it can't be stressed enough that there isn't the goal. There's not the goal of release. There's the goal of connection. And actually cosmic connection. So it's right. So people tend to relax and they stop wondering and focusing on, am I going to get done? But the thing is that we've talked about it. I talk about it a lot, that when people are first exploring themselves sexually, they learn to rush because they could get discovered or caught by their parents.
That'd be one reason, yes.
Yeah, it's one of the common reasons that people hurry up, so they learn hurried pleasure, and that you can't have great pleasure if you're in a hurry. Actually, it's much more pleasurable to like go into expansion, expanded orgasm, expanded pleasure, and I love the whole notion of relaxing during this. So it's
so important, and it turns out, as I'm sure you know, that when sex is slow, then when you do come to orgasm, the orgasm is much more profound and much deeper.
Yeah, absolutely. And can be far more pleasurable. So that's part of it. It's great to have the science, you know, the actual, like, Western kind of science, like, verifying some Eastern practices that have made it into the West, and, you know, rightly so. Who knows what sparked this coming into the West, but it's all connected, so
yes.
It's great. Well, we're going to stop here for a moment. When we come back, we're going to talk to you about how you can find out more about this for yourself, how you can find out about the device, what you should do if you have this kind of pelvic pain, whether you're a man or a woman, the kinds of things that you can seek out. So we'll be right back. I'll be back with Dr. David Weiss. Stay tuned to Sex and Happiness.
Are you wondering what book to read to jumpstart your life, get the best from relationships, attain the deepest feelings of intimacy? Do you want the best sex along with great happiness? Get your copy of Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy by Lori Handlers right now. You'll learn how to make love in the unknown, take the performance anxiety and reaching a goal out of sex. You'll learn subtle ways of communication and really important practices to empower you when dealing with an intimate partner. You'll let go of blame and struggle. Doesn't this sound great? Sex and Happiness puts the innocence back into sex and gives Tantra the respect it deserves. Take charge of your life, physically, emotionally, and spiritually with Sex and Happiness by Lori Handlers, only $19.99 paperback and $14.99 ebook. Order your copy today by going to butterflyworkshops.com. That's butterflyworkshops.com for your copy of Sex and Happiness.
Hey, and here's some news I want to tell you about just in time for the holidays. I've posted a new YouTube video as my holiday gift to you. I'm giving you the 4 keys to the mastery of self-love, which is taken directly from my most advanced course, Initiation. I wanted you to receive something new from me. So, as my holiday gift to you, please go to youtube.com and type in Lori Handler's videos and look for the 4 keys to the mastery of self-love. You can even subscribe to my channel and see all the other topics that I offer and will be offering. Also, I invite you to check out my book specials for the holidays. If you act between now and December 23rd by going to my website, butterflyworkshops.com, I'm offering you multiple signed copies of my book, Sex and Happiness, at not only discounted prices, but with free shipping. Hopefully my book will find its way to under your tree and under the trees of your friends for these holidays. Please go to butterflyworkshops.com and act now and have happy, juicy, sexy holidays.
We're back with Sex and Happiness, and I'm Laurie Handlers. Today I am interviewing Dr. David Wise, and I told him in the last segment that I loved him, and I mean it. I'm excited about how he's bringing together the healing, actually, of people's lower part of their body, the lower chakras, things that we talk about a lot on this show. So, So David, what should people do? I mean, I once took a course on marketing, and they have a phrase in marketing called hemorrhoid ad, and that means that most people won't see the ad in the paper, but if they have hemorrhoids, no matter how small the ad is, they'll find it. So if people have pelvic pain, I hope they're finding us.
Yes.
And what should they do? Like, what's the first, second, third thing they should do? You know, like that.
The problem with, and I'm going to speak about men because we treat men and women, and the larger portion of our patients is men, is to educate themselves about what's going on. You know, our website, pelvicpainhelp.com, has videos where we talk about how, for most men who are diagnosed with prostatitis, this is it's a great number of men, this is a muscle-based problem. It's not an organ problem. And unfortunately, the conventional way of thinking about it regards it and treats it as if it's a prostate problem, and it treats it with drugs. So educating yourself about it. You know, our book it's been out since 2003. It's a big book, but it's simple. A Headache in the Pelvis, 6th edition, and I would read it. I think it's it'll open your eyes if you're wandering around suffering and not knowing what's going on. That's typically what happens with most of the people who come to see us, is they go to the doctor and they're treated with kind of surgery, and with, unfortunately, surgeries are done on this, and certainly many drugs, and they all fail. And finally, they become open to looking and seeing, is there any other idea about this? And, you know, we've been doing this for many years, and we've published in the major journals and given talks at the National Institutes of Health and at the American Urologic Association. And we have presented our work trying to get the doctors, certainly, but to educate people that pelvic pain is very often a muscle problem. It's not an organ problem. So education is the most important thing. And then, you know, to release the muscles up inside the pelvis and outside the pelvis that are related to pelvic pain, you need to go to somebody who knows what they're doing. It's not rocket science, but it's something that, you know, you deserve to go to see somebody who has experience with it.
So on your website, do you list certain doctors practitioners?
We trained somebody in Europe, and we created this wand I was telling you about.
Yeah.
That we are making available in Europe. We're in negotiation with FDA right now to approve our wand, and as soon as that occurs, hopefully that will occur, we will be training people throughout the country in terms of how to teach people to use the wand and how to administer this treatment. There are physical therapists who do trigger point release inside the pelvic floor, and people can canvas their yellow pages to see about trigger point release. In our viewpoint, this is a psychophysical problem. The nervous system has got to calm down. The pelvic muscles have got to be released so that, you know, when somebody has pelvic pain, you press inside the pelvis and it hurts. When somebody doesn't have pelvic pain, you can press inside the pelvis and it doesn't hurt at all. And where somebody wants to go is to get to a place where the pelvis does not hurt.
Well, it seems to me that there might be, you know, until your wand comes out, which, by the way, I'd like you to let me know about, because you'll come back on the show and talk about that a little bit more. But it seems to me that people could also, there are other professionals who could do something about this if one spoke to them about it, which might be rolfers, people who do rolfing. There are rolfing moves, I've had them, where people actually work with the pelvic floor. There are tantric practitioners, of course, who work with what they would call sexual healing, but this sounds like another use for the things that they do. And then also, I know when I fell and I hurt my coccyx, my chiropractor at the time, this was years ago, I lived in LA, and my chiropractor at the time would make adjustments to the outside of me. And one day I said to him, you know, every time you make an adjustment to the outside of me, I go back and sit on the donut. And then something happens, like I'll move a certain way and all of a sudden I feel whatever the adjustment is that you've made go out again. And I remember saying to him, could you make an adjustment on me internally? And he said, yeah, I could put on a finger cot and I could go in your anus and I could push against. I said, well, why didn't you say that? And, you know, I find most chiropractors...
Well, they're not supposed to do it. I mean, it's not legal for them to do it. And strangely enough, people can go inside the anus or the vagina if they're physicians, certainly in the United States, if they're physical therapists, but chiropractors typically are not. Osteopaths can. Massage therapists legally can't, but I'm sure that this is done, even though it's not sanctioned.
Well, but, I want to tell you, I mean, I did a whole show about the legalization of people who work with sexuality. It's your doctor. A doctor can go inside you if they're not causing you pleasure.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's the distinction.
It's absolutely right. Absolutely right.
What a world we live in.
Right, really. I think that educating yourself about what's going on then gives you a map about where you can go. And to understand that there's a whole kind of network of these knots up inside the pelvis and outside the pelvis that when they're released, the pain can go away. And that there has to be some kind of adjustment to how you're thinking and feeling so that you're not walking around anxious and tightening up again once the tissue's been released.
So there could be a program of like meditation, relaxation, sense relaxation.
Well, this is what we do, and that we do a 6-day clinic in Northern California, and we have this on a MP4 player now that's available in Europe. But we do a program where we do this, where we teach people relaxation for probably 20 hours during the time that they come to see us, and we do internal trigger point release, where we teach them how to go inside the pelvic floor and release the pelvic muscles.
Wow, it's so great. I'm so glad you're doing what you're doing. It's so necessary. It really, really is. Well, any last thing you'd like to leave our listeners with before we come to the top of the hour? Anything you want them to know? Because thank you. I mean, I can just thank you for making this work widely available.
We live in a strange time where the understanding about pelvic pain that is caused by chronically tight muscles is just not being utilized in medical practice generally. And so it's incumbent upon people who have pelvic pain to find out more about it. And I would encourage you to go to our website and watch our videos, pelvicpainhelp.com, and read our book, A Headache in the Pelvis. We devoted the book to explaining all of this and to what the map is that you have to have in order to kind of get better.
I have another minute to ask you this. Have you been received with resistance from the American Medical Association or the European Medical Association, or have you been applauded?
Well, you know, our articles are published in the major journals, and we speak at the major meetings, and it's slow to be heard. It's slow to be heard because the tools of conventional medicine, drugs and surgery, are not helpful for pelvic pain that is muscle-based, that's based on chronically tightened muscles generally. It's not helpful for it. So there's not a lot of excitement about it among the doctors.
So the education process that you mentioned, the people, the listeners and the lay people who actually are suffering from this condition, you can't stress the education process enough, because by the time you educate doctors about this, somebody could have, you know, the worst life, and they don't need to have the worst life. We want them to have sex and happiness.
That's right. Exactly. You have to educate yourself.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for being my guest today, David. It's been my pleasure to have you on the show, letting us know about this condition and how rampant it is, and letting people know what they could do about it. I appreciate you so much.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it, Lori.
Yeah, wonderful. So this is Lori Handlers signing off for Sex and Happiness. I thank my guest, David Wise, Dr. David Wise, who does this kind of research with his partner, Dr. Rodney Anderson. You can get the book, Headache in the Pelvis, in its sixth edition. You can go to pelvicpainhelp.com. I thank my sponsors, of course, Zestra and HormoneNurse.com, and also Valerie Handlers, my sister, with LifeWave patches for people and pets. You can find out more about those. And please tune in next time when I speak to a person who does Hollywood movies about sex and happiness. So I'll catch you next time on Sex and Happiness.
Thank you for joining us today for Sex and Happiness. To learn more about Lori and her work, please go to butterflyworkshops.com or follow her on Twitter or Facebook. You can send her an email at sexandhappiness@gmail.com. And if you'd like to listen to podcasts of Lori's previous show, Tantra Cafe, please go to tantracafe.com. We'll see you again right here next week for another edition of Sex and Happiness. Want you to make-